We are 2 weeks out from the NFL draft. I'm going to talk a little NFL draft here on Lucas and Dawson with Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com and the Pro Football Draft Preview. So, Brian, where do you start with the draft? Let's start at the top. I mean, what makes a number one pick in Jadeveon Clowney or whoever it may be, Johnny Manziel? I mean, who are the best players just from the player perspective? You know, not best picks or fits, just the flat-out best players in this NFL draft.
If you ask me, I think the best players in this NFL draft are defensive players. The guys who I think the Houston Texans should consider would be either Jadeveon Clowney or a guy that I really don't feel is that far behind him, Buffalo's Khalil Mack. Another small school guy, comes from the MAC conference. I think they got a little bit of publicity last year when Eric Fisher went over first overall coming out of Central Michigan. You wouldn't think the MAC would have such great football players, but hey, they're turning out some real good guys. And I think both Clowney and Mack, these guys deserve to go there. They're both uber athletic. I just remember the NFL Combine, watching it on the NFL Network, and they could, like, superimpose when these players were going through the 40-yard dash and seeing Jadeveon Clowney run stride for stride with defensive backs.
Yeah.
Literally running, like, 4.5 seconds for a guy his size, over 250 pounds. Simply amazing, great athlete. I think he's the best player overall.
Well, I watched Khalil Mack play against Ohio State, and he was a dominant defensive player on the field that day. If he was with a BCS program, I think his profile would be even higher. At that, all the scouts realize that this is a gamer. He's a difference maker, and there's only a handful of those on defense. And I think, I don't know if you'd agree or not, Brian, that's why when you look at Clowney, can you live with passing on Clowney if you're in the top 10?
Good question. It's going to be tough, you know, that there's certainly no consensus right now as to what the Houston Texans are going to do. You know, some years they kind of announce, like, hey, we're going to take this guy, and so you know who the number one overall pick is going to be. This year, it's still up in the air. They might take a quarterback like Johnny Manziel or Blake Bortles. They're really kind of keeping it under wraps.
Or they could trade out of that pick, too.
Absolutely, they could trade out of it. So, can they live with it? I think they can, especially if they're going after a guy like Khalil Mack, who, like I said, I really don't think is that much, behind Clowney. In fact, he might be a more ideal fit for a 3-4 type outside linebacker. So, in that perspective, maybe they go with the guy who is a better fit for the defense, perhaps.
Again, we're talking with Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. Also, the Pro Football Draft Preview, which is on sale now. It's 100-plus pages of draft analyst interviews, analysis interviews, and more mock drafts. Let's look at the Packers. They haven't had a lot of success, at least that instant success in the first round recently. Address that, and then what is this year about? What are they trying to do this year when looking at the first round?
You said that the heat is on general manager Ted Thompson after not hitting on these first-round draft choices in the past few years, and no doubt about it. I mean, some of it has to do with injury and things like that, and there's kind of these built-in excuses that way. It's a growing trend that's certainly not something that they want to see continue in Green Bay. They had a very mediocre defense last season, and that's going to be the key to the turnaround in Green Bay, is finding some impact defensive players. So when you're talking about what they're going to do in the first round, I would assume they would go defense side of the football in the first round to improve either perhaps the safety position or at inside linebacker. I think they could use a playmaker there. Not that I would rule out necessarily an offensive player, but, I mean, you're going to see the defensive position addressed, I think, a little bit more heavily throughout the course of the entire seven rounds of the NFL draft in Green Bay.
Now, Brian, if the two more acclaimed safeties, Clinton Dix, is gone, along with Pryor, Kelvin, is it Kelvin Pryor from Louisville? It's Pryor. I know his last name is Pryor. If they're gone off the board for the Packers, I know Jimmy Ward's an awfully good safety. I've watched him play at Northern Illinois. But might they not be tempted, and I know it would go against the grain here, to go after a tight end?
It's possible. You're wondering if the guys at tight end who are going to be available are worthy of a first-round draft choice. You got Eric Ebron out of North Carolina.
I really like him. Wow, he's good.
A guy who is very, very similar, I think, to JerMichael Finley, the Packers' former tight end or current free agent who may or may not be back with the team. But you know, the Packers currently don't have that real tall receiving target as long as JerMichael Finley's on the open market, the kind of guy who's like 6'6". They're missing that type of player from the offense. So it is going to be tough to pass up a tight end. There's a lot of questions, rumblings about Eric Ebron's work ethic. And again, I mean, you know, a lot of these things come from unnamed sources, and you hesitate to wonder how much stock to put into them, whether, you know, is he a bad apple, things like that. He's never been in trouble, so, I mean, if he hasn't been in trouble academically or with the law, I mean, it's, you know, how much stock do you put into that? But tight end is a need for the Packers, too, or like I said, just a big, you know, tall receiver, 6'5", 6'6". Sometimes I wonder, you know, JerMichael Finley was split out so often in Green Bay, he's practically a wide receiver. It doesn't really matter what position they put on the player, just as long as he's a big, tall target that can stretch the seam.
Get Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. Last thought for you, Brian. Packers 2014 NFL schedule was released. Just kind of initial thoughts on seeing that. Anything jump out to you, stand out?
Obviously, the season opening game in Seattle against the defending Super Bowl champions. They always get the right to host the NFL's kickoff game on nationally televised Thursday Night Football on NBC. So, you know, that, of course, will have a ton of attention on it with the Packers traveling to Seattle, home of the 12th man, facing Russell Wilson, who played his college football in Wisconsin. A lot of cool storylines there. So I mean, that's the game that sticks out. And, I mean, that's what the whole NFL world is kind of waiting for, to get back underway. So that, to me, is a game that's, you know, going to have big-time implications in the NFC playoff picture as well. Two teams you expect to be fighting to go to the Super Bowl again this season, conference champions last year. So, I mean, that game is high up on
right off the bat. Should be fun. Hey, Brian, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Take care, guys. Thanks
a lot. Brian.
That's Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. Again, the Pro Football Draft preview is on sale now as well. There, 100-plus pages of draft analysis. He puts together how many pages per day on the Badgers? Jeff Patricus, our insider, joins us next on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This is Lucas and Dawson.